This is the Sakkar Murli of the 5th of September 2026. Essence. Sweet children, in order to be cooperative with the Father, make everyone make the lesson of Man Manabhav firm. Constantly follow the One Father. Question. What is the easy and elevated effort needed to become the most elevated beings? Answer. O children, who are going to become the most elevated beings, constantly continue to follow Srimad. Remember the One Father and don't interfere in anything. Eat, drink, and do everything, but continue to remember the Father, and you will become the most elevated beings. Only those who have the omens of Jupiter over them can become the most elevated beings. They never disobey Srimad, nor do they ever perform wrong actions. Song, Salutations to Shiva. Om Shanti. Whose praise is this? It is of the One Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Those who do good work are definitely praised, whereas those who do something bad are defamed. For instance, Akbar was praised and Aurangzeb was defamed. Rama is praised and Ravan is defamed. The kingdom of Rama and the kingdom of Ravan are very well known in Bharat. The kingdom of Rama is called the most elevated kingdom, and the kingdom of Ravan is called the devilish kingdom. You children now know about the confluence age. This is the most auspicious confluence age. You will definitely make Bharat the most elevated of all. The residents have to be made the most elevated, and also the place of residence has to be made the most elevated. Bharat is called heaven, and the residents there are called deities, residents of heaven. Therefore, both become elevated. Everyone knows that the new world is elevated and the old world is degraded. As is the world, so are its residents. It is remembered that Bharat was new and that Bharat became old. No other land can be called new. It isn't that there is a new America or a new China in the new world. No. New Bharat is remembered of the new world. This is why it is called New India. They call it New Bharat now, but that is without meaning. How could there be New India at this time? In New India, Delhi is Paristan, the land of angels. It is not a land of angels now. You children come here to become the most elevated. The highest omens are those of Jupiter. When you become the most elevated, you have the omens of Jupiter over you. You know that you are making effort to claim unlimited happiness from the unlimited Father who establishes the new world. In the Golden Age, there are the most elevated beings. Then, as you come down, there are those who are of the middle level and then the degraded ones. You children know that the Father is now making you into Satupradhan, golden-aged residents of heaven, who are the most elevated. This is very, very easy. You don't need to take drugs or do anything for this. Simply stay in remembrance. This is why it is called easy remembrance. It is by having remembrance that you become charitable souls from sinful souls. It is definite that everyone is to receive liberation. The Father says, I am the bestower of salvation for all. Therefore, the bodies of human beings will definitely be destroyed. I will purify souls and take them back home. Preparations have to be made to return home. The Father is inspiring you to make preparations because the wings of souls are broken. That is, souls have become temo pradhan. You are making effort with the power of yoga to become pure. Those who don't do this will have to give their full accounts. There is nothing to think about in this. The children's duty is to claim the full inheritance from the Father, to become his helpers and cooperate with him. There has to be the Father's cooperation and also the children's cooperation. Simply look at the Father and follow him in how to give cooperation. Continue to give everyone my mantra for becoming the most elevated beings. The Father comes every cycle and says, you can't become pure from impure without remembering me. Do I make you bathe in the Ganges? Simply remember the great mantra of Man Manabhav. This means, remember me, and you will become pure, the most elevated masters of heaven. Both husband and wife will become the masters of a pure household. The Father explains all of these things in detail. You become this in a practical way. You know that God came and made you children elevated, and this is why you call out, O purifier of the impure, come and make us pure. People praise the leap month of charity a lot. Similarly, there is also great praise of the most auspicious confluence age. The day definitely has to come after the night of the Iron Age. Happiness comes after sorrow. These words are also very clear. Both husband and wife become the most elevated, the highest of all, because this is the household path. The Golden Age is very well known, and it is called the Land of Happiness. Then, when the Copper Age begins, people adopt renunciation and become the highest. And this is why impure human beings go and bow down in front of them. Impure human beings go and bow down to pure beings. That is a common thing. Because of not knowing the purifier Father, they consider the Ganges to be the purifier and bow down to that. There is the meeting of the Ganges with the ocean. The Father explains to you children very clearly. Nevertheless, he says, only a handful out of multi-millions and only a few out of those understand. In that too, there were those who were amazed by this knowledge when they heard it, who gave this knowledge to others, and who then divorced the Father and ran away. They became those who did disservice. Both service and disservice continue to take place. There are also many who don't recognize the Father and run away. You are becoming charitable souls from sinful souls. Then some children create obstacles. They do disservice, and so that is such a great sin. Ravan turns everyone into great sinners. However, a tribunal will sit for those who become Baba's children and then do disservice. On the path of devotion, they don't receive such severe punishment. However, for those who belong to the Father and then do disservice, the Father's right hand is Dharmraj. This is why the Father says, children, after becoming my helpers in doing service, don't do anything wrong. When you do disservice, innocent ones face obstacles. Baba has mercy for the mothers. God even massaged the feet of Draupadi. Draupadi called out, "They are stripping me." Baba places the urn on the heads of the mothers. First are the mothers and then the men. However, nowadays, a man still has a lot of arrogance of being his wife's guru and her god, and that his wife is his servant. Here, the father becomes egoless and even massages the feet of you mothers. You are tired. So I have come to remove your tiredness. Everyone has rejected you mothers. Sannyasis renounce their wives and leave. Some who are not able to take care of the 5 to 7 children they have become distressed and run away. They create their creation, then go away, leaving the children wandering around without support. The father says, I don't make anyone wander around. I remove everyone's sorrow and grant them happiness. Maya comes and makes you unhappy. This too is a play. People on the path of ignorance think that God gives happiness and sorrow. However, God the Father doesn't do such business. This drama is created on the basis of karma. Whatever deeds each one performs, he accordingly receives the fruit of those. It is a matter of performing elevated actions at this time. There is no question of repenting now for what you have done. When someone falls ill or goes bankrupt, he repents for his actions. You children become so fortunate that you don't have to repent for any of your actions for 21 births. This is such great fruit. Therefore, follow the Father's Srimat. The Father doesn't interfere in anything else. Eat, drink, and do whatever else you have to. Simply remember your father and your inheritance. You say that you are impure. Therefore, follow the method that the Father shows you to become pure. Only in having remembrance is there effort. Don't be afraid of the storms of Maya. This needs incognito effort. This knowledge is also incognito. It is a visible thing to conduct a merli, but you won't become pure by doing that. It is only by having remembrance that you will become pure. So remember the unlimited Father and also become his helper. Also make effort to open a spiritual hospital and university. Go and give lectures at good places. You don't have to hold books in your hands. You have all of this knowledge in you. However, in order to explain to everyone, you have to explain the secrets of the tree, the Trimurti, and the world cycle. The Father says, I create Brahmins through Brahma. Vishnu, the aim and objective of Brahmins, is standing there. The one who makes you become that is the teacher, the incorporeal one. It is remembered that establishment takes place through Brahma and that sustenance takes place through Vishnu. The same pictures were also created in the previous cycle. Look how many missiles they are manufacturing with science, etc. You children find that it requires effort to become the most elevated beings, because there are burdens of many births on your heads. You become engaged in a second, but then you souls have to remember the Father so that you become Seto Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan. The Father says, Man Manibal, you are karma yogis. Keep a chart of remembrance. Your war is with Maya. This is a very powerful war. You try to stay in remembrance, but Maya blows you away. There is no obstruction in this knowledge. Souls have the sanskars of 84 births recorded in them. This drama is eternally predestined. The cycle continues to turn. It will never stop. There is no question about why the world was created. How do the number of souls change? It isn't that new souls come from somewhere. The souls that existed are the same ones who will exist. There cannot be any more or any fewer. There is an exact number of actors. You are unlimited actors. Whatever you see, there are that many actors. There will be just that many actors in the drama. No one can receive eternal liberation. Human beings want to become free from the cycle of coming and going, but they are unable to do so. Those who come to play their parts have to come again. The Father says, I too have to come into this impure world and then go back. I come every cycle. Since I myself have to come, how could it be possible for you children to stop coming back? Each of you comes into a body 84 times, whereas I only come once. My coming and going is very wonderful. That is why it is sung, only you know your ways and means. Only you know the directions that you give us for salvation. No one else knows them. Those people sing this, whereas you are receiving this in a practical way. The main thing is remembrance. Then you also have to become sticks for the blind. This is the most auspicious confluence age. This age comes every 5,000 years. The leap month of charity comes after every 3 years. All of that is the path of devotion. They have so many books of mantras, etc. It is not like that here. Those who don't worship anyone are called irreligious. So you have to do something for name's sake in order to keep them happy. The Father explains, sweet children, never make effort to do disservice. Some become traitors and are therefore called Ajamil. There are so many stories of Ajamil, Sridas, etc. All of that belongs to the path of devotion. Some souls who come here and belong to me and then divorce me are even more sinful than them. They defame me, and it is for them that a tribunal sits. Having made a promise, if they do disservice, there will be severe punishment. On the one hand, the status is very high, but there is also very severe punishment for a mistake. So never be disobedient in any way. It is remembered, those who defame the Satguru cannot reach their destination. That is, they cannot attain their aim and objective of becoming Narayan from an ordinary man. Ask the gurus. You tell people that those who defame the guru cannot reach their destination. Which destination is that? They cannot show you the destination. They have taken the father's title for themselves. The teacher says, if you don't study fully, you won't claim a high status. You have to become pure and become deities. Not a single person here is pure. Everyone now has to become pure. You are receiving your fortune of the kingdom for 21 births. You just have to become pure in this final birth. The attainment is so large. If there were no attainment, why would you be making effort? However, Maya is such that she creates obstacles to your elevated attainments and makes you fall. Oh, Maya. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence Vodarna 1. Don't perform any task that does disservice. Don't perform any sinful action that would defame the father. Save yourself from being disobedient and become the most elevated of all. 2. Don't be afraid of the storms of Maya. In order to become pure, make effort to stay in remembrance. Blessing. May you be God's helpers who help tired and desperate souls attain success. Souls have had a desire or hope for a long time to go to Nirvana, or the land of liberation. It is for this that they have been making various kinds of spiritual endeavor over many births and have become tired. Everyone now wants success and not just to have to make spiritual endeavor. Success means salvation, and so in order to quench the thirst of thirsty souls, tired and desperate souls, you elevated souls with your power of silence and all your powers have to help them attain success in a second. You will then be called God's helpers. Slogan: weak sanskars are the gate through which Maya the thief enters. So now close this gate. Avyak signal. You are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, the children of Brahma, who draws the lines of fortune. Therefore, let your treasure stores remain constantly overflowing. Don't allow anyone to go back empty-handed. Remain the children of the bestower and constantly continue to give and continue to fulfill all their feelings and desires. Become great donors and bestowers of blessings. This is your form. Om Shanti.